It's time for another B moment. Let's let our heart say, this is my B moment, my moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. And so this morning is Thanksgiving morning, and I am excited about the holiday like everyone else. I am still doing last minute items though, but had to pull away and give thanks. And, you know, the last couple of days I have been giving thanks and focusing on those things that I wouldn't normally focus on. And so while we're grateful for, you know, God's continual provision in our lives for family and friends, I also just want to acknowledge how God is such a amazing teacher and loving teacher and patient with me. And I had that thought as I was reading in Luke 22, which deals with the Last Supper, and Jesus is having an exchange with Peter, telling Peter that he will in fact deny him. And in Luke 22:31, he says, you know, Satan has asked to sift through each of you, as he's speaking to the disciples, like wheat. But I have pleaded in prayer for you that your faith should not fail. So when you have repented and turned to me again, go and strengthen your brothers. And this is exactly what Peter does. But when I think of that, and I think about how patient and loving Jesus was with Peter, he is that way with us too. God knows how many times I have failed the same lesson, but God has been patient and been a loving teacher, and all things work for the good of those who love him, as the scripture says. So with that, I have learned to give thanks with much in life. And the scripture today is 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. So as you are enjoying family and friends today, give thanks for something that you ordinarily would not. Share this B moment as others desire to be inspired.